Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we did get a message on our text line. It was kind of based off what we were talking about earlier today of breakfast joints.
Oh, yes, on the main show. Oh,
yep, and because we were talking about like our favorite hole-in-the-wall breakfast places, yeah. And I only thought of the one in Everett, but I've been to multiple ones in Marysville.
Like, good!
It came to mind after somebody's like, oh, I've been to Fanny's. I'm like, oh, yeah, Fanny's is great. The Village, Tap House is really awesome, too. Like,
yeah, that's so good many. That you checked out around your neighborhood.
There's also one, I'm blanking on the name, but it's like literally by the airport. It's something at the airport is what the name of the place is called. And you can literally see all these planes, like little ones.
That's cool.
It's really good food. But Michael, the musical trucker, who's also from up north, sent me a message saying, good morning, ladies. I hope you are staying safe during this trying time in our country. And I thought I should let Vicky, awesome Vicky, know that the Lucky 13 Saloon in Marysville is opening as a restaurant until they can be a full-blown bar again. They have amazing burgers and tater tots. And Sarah, if I knew a vegetarian restaurant, I'd let you know, but I don't know any. Sorry. Michael, the musical trucker of Marysville.
It's okay, Michael. I forgive you.
Do you have any breakfast joints that you like going to? You're not a breakfast person, are you?
I am not even
like chocolate pancakes or...
I'm a vegetarian, uh-huh. So there, you know, the bacon and the right. Sausage and all that I don't enjoy,
and then allergic to eggs.
Exactly. So when I used to eat eggs, I used to love like omelets, and mm-hmm. that would be my go-to, but eggs aren't really the bestest of friends of me, so I suck at breakfast. I suck at breakfast and brunch, and usually when I go to brunch, I end up getting like a lunch type, right. Like a sandwich or a veggie right. burger or something.
And I mean, is there like fake eggs?
Oh, yes. I've gone to a few vegan restaurants mm-hmm. that have breakfast, and I've gotten the fake egg, and it is interesting. It's not great. Mm-hmm. It's not something... I mean, I'll get it because it's like a fun, like, I'm pretending I'm having an omelet right. again. This is great.
It's a nice treat.
Yeah, it's a nice treat, and it's like somebody else is making it for you, and like, I'm never going to buy all the ingredients right. to ever make this for myself, so I'll get it, but it's not like...
It's not the same.
It's not the same at all. No, I do miss eggs. I do like pancakes and waffles and stuff, mm-hmm. but I really have to be like in that mood for it. Yeah, exactly.
So that's how I am with pancakes. I know people say they're the exact same thing as waffles, but no, I don't like pancakes as much as waffles.
So you're always in the mood for waffles.
Almost always. And it sucks.
Wow.
Because I, like when I go to breakfast, I don't always want just sweet.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah,
even if
right?
I get a waffle and bacon, like I feel like it's not enough and it's not filling enough.
You want the bacon and the eggs and the
hash browns.
And the waffle.
Well, when I worked at a breakfast joint back when I was like 17, it's not there anymore, but I think the sign might still be there. So they are it's now a Mexican restaurant, but where it was, they moved over to the next place, like literally right next door. And it was like, it's called the Red Barn. It used to be an Indian restaurant attached to like a gas station, but it went up in flames.
Oh, gosh.
Like, so it burnt down. So the restaurant, they just decided to close.
Yeah.
So it's not there anymore. And they finally bulldozed it after many years. But I used to work at the New Country Grill when it was a thing. And we would have our breakfast in the morning, like me and one of the other girls. She would get an omelet or whatever. If we're really hungry, we would each get our own meal, and then we would share a waffle.
That's perfect.
With strawberries, and if we were really feeling it, a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Oh, see, that's so naughty in the morning.
Right? Yeah. But like, I had my omelet and my hash browns, but if we weren't super hungry, we'd split the omelet as well.
Yeah.
But it's like, we'd have our little bit of omelet and hash browns, and then we'd have our waffle.
See, I like going to like brunch spots, and my mm-hmm. boyfriend will get breakfast. I'll get lunch, but then because he always gets an entree, he's allowed to order from the kids menu. They'll let him usually. So we'll get like the three little pancakes or something. So then you have like a bite of sweet right. there.
Well, like one of the cool things, and I think some restaurants, either if they don't do this, they should do this. When I did work at the New Country Grill, we had what we called like the small plates.
Oh,
it was like
yeah.
the A, B, C, and D, and E. And, like, I think I still remember them. Like, I think A was, like, one egg, like, two pieces of bacon, like, one piece of toast, and a little bit of hash browns. And, like, the B was, like, one regular pancake with like one egg and two pieces of bacon or
something.
Yeah,
I think a lot of places do that.
Like the small plates, because sometimes you just want a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
And that's awesome. And that's why I'm like, you guys have like a side of French toast. I just want like one slice.
The one thing I will go ham for on breakfast, though, that cottage cheese. And on some
I thought you were going to say mimosas.
Oh, that too. Just mimosas and some cottage cheese and I'm good. I'm good. A lot of places actually do have cottage cheese and I get weirdly excited about it, but I'm such a little snob with my cottage cheese that I'm like,
How so?
They probably don't have the real good stuff. Oh, I have these two brands that I am obsessed with. Okay. And like, I like other brands, but they're
it's not the same.
It's not the same.
Actually, when I worked at the breakfast place, we had cottage cheese and tomato slices that we'd offer for people that didn't want carbs.
Whoa, see?
Like, some people are like, I don't want... Like, that was a weird thing when someone's like, can I have tomato slices? I'm like, let me ask. And that apparently is a thing at breakfast places sometimes.
Yeah, I've seen that on the menu, but I don't get the tomato slices. And I mean, sometimes I pretend to watch my carbs, but I just love cottage cheese.
Like, in England, like, the English breakfast, like, one of the things they serve a lot. Like, a real traditional English breakfast is huge. They say they have bacon, but it's really, like, a really thick type of ham.
Yeah.
That's really fatty.
I've seen pictures of that.
They have, like, beans, like baked beans, and then they have like roasted tomatoes. I've seen.
Oh yeah.
And then they have like blood pudding or something. I do not eat.
That seems like a dinner.
Yeah, it's way too much.
Yeah, see, I'd rather have a big crazy dinner than a big crazy breakfast.
Although breakfast for dinner is also pretty awesome.
I am not going to lie. I have been having cereal a lot lately for dinner.
I mean,
so
no judgment from me because I do that too sometimes.
And do you know what I do? I get like, I don't know why, I'm having it in a red Solo cup because I'm classy like that. Mm-hmm. But I will fill it up and then, but I'm like, but it's a red Solo cup. So I can have like three of these, right? Which would equal to one bowl, which is probably not true because then like half the box is gone. But that's been my dinner.
I have to be careful because sometimes I'll go through these moods where all I want is cereal, specifically like the shredded wheat kind.
That's a very random kind to desire.
Well, like,
I like it.
I'll get it at Costco and it's super tasty. I love it because you have to eat it fast because otherwise it gets soggy.
I love when it gets soggy.
I'm not a soggy. I like crunchy.
Oh, Vicky has given me some of her soggy pieces shredded.
Yeah, when I'm like, okay, I've done that where I didn't have time to eat my cereal before break. I brought some into work.
Yeah,
you ate them.
I did. And I was like, is it okay if I eat these? And you're like, please do. And I'm like, they're weirdly soggy and I love it.
Oh, no, I was just like, I'll eat them because I don't like wasting food, but I'm not going to enjoy it. And Sarah had a great time.
I had a great time.
Yeah, I like my cereal crunchy, but I'll eat through a whole box in like a week and a half. Or like, well, I should say Costco boxes. So there's two bags in them.
Okay, I was going to say a week and a half. I can do a box in like a week.
No, this is a week and a half for two bags.
That's impressive.
Let's just say some cereal that has that much fiber in it, and if you eat that much, I'm going to say you're going to have a fun
time. I was just about to say, doesn't the shredded wheats or whatever have a lot of fiber? Yikes.
Yep.
Good thing you have your own bathroom.
I like Rev and I text each other whenever we go to the bathroom, or like he sees I'm not in the room. He's like, "Are you pooping?"
Yeah. Really quick. I was in the bathroom the other day, and like I came out, and then he came out of his bathroom, and he's like, "You know, when I hear someone else in your bathroom, because you can kind of hear the stalls." Uh-huh. He's like, "I know it's either you or Vicky." And I'm like,
"Cause there's nobody else here."
That's so weird.
Well, I mean, there's one other girl now here too at the studios.
Yeah, but I barely see her anywhere except for in her own studio.
Exactly.
So I'm like, it's usually either me or Vicky.
So if someone's blowing up the bathroom,
it's Vicky. I don't do that.
Yeah, she poops.
The silence. That's what I told my boyfriend. Really?
No, see, if I have a boyfriend, I'm like, after a year, I'm like, I don't want to do it, but I feel like it has to come out. I just want it over with, the fart.
Oh, no. Oh, it's still makes me uncomfortable.
Is your mom fart in front of you guys or in front of your dad?
No, it's never something we grew up with ever.
Interesting, because like my mom does. Like, and sometimes like she'll lie, have fun with it. Like, she'll fart and just start laughing. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ, Mom.
No.
Or at like, the grocery store sometimes.
I think I've heard her fart, but, like, it was never discussed. Like, and I've never heard my dad or brother fart ever in my entire life.
Really? My brother and I fart in front of each other all the time just to mess with each other.
That's how my boyfriend's, he's an only child, but, like, with his parents, like, they think it's so funny. They don't do it really in front of me. I mean, like, he does, my boyfriend does, but, like, when we're all, like, having dinner, like, it's not something that.
That's just coming up.
But, like, he sends fart cards to his uncle for like their birthdays. Like, they think it's like so funny, and it's just crazy how like different we were growing up with that. So it's still like he does it all the time, and I'm like, gross, but like I get it, but also gross. Like he tries to push, like, and I'm like, dude, you're gonna accidentally like
poop
yourself. Yes. Yeah, like you know. And I'm like, I don't do that. I don't even know what that is.
I think it's for me, like, and I've never farted intentionally or loudly here at work. I think I've let one squeak by and I was just like, oh God. And then your brother walked by. I'm like, please make him think it's somebody else that did this. I'm not acknowledging it.
Rev, come out here. He's
like, come on. It doesn't smell like your farts. I know what your farts smell like. Ugh. But
you do with boyfriends intentionally. Like,
I haven't had an actual boyfriend in a long time to really, like, last time I had a boyfriend where I farted in front of him, like, he made me do it. And this, so mind you, this was like 7 years ago.
So you don't like actually.
I don't know. Now I would like to.
Yeah, I would like to have the freedom to. I mean,
yes, I don't want to just have to hold them in and like be that anxious. Like,
yeah,
if I have to fart, I just want to be able to fart.
I know, it's still so weird for me.
Right, but we definitely grew up with it. Like, my dad doesn't necessarily do it all the time, but my brother definitely. When I see him, he'll make a face. I'm like, you get the hell out of here. No, it is like we used to, and I think it's because he's a boy. And I was always a tomboy. And then, like, our best friend growing up, she was both our best friend, was our neighbor. And she had one older sister that she never really got to be around because she was an adult when she was a little kid.
Oh.
And she had five older brothers.
Oh.
Wait, was it five?
That's horrible. That is too many older brothers.
Four. Mark, Peter.
Four or five. That is, I have one. And I'm like, yeah. I'm good with one.
Yep, I think there's only four, but yes. That's, so she was definitely like us. Like, we were just gross.
Yeah.
And we thought it was funny. Like, we used to play a game where we try to find flat surfaces to see who can make the loudest fart. Toilet seat, by the way.
See, that's so, like, my brain can't even, like, comprehend that. Like, that's just so weird to me.
Side note, I don't remember how we got on this conversation.
I don't either.
Something about farts.
I blame Rev.
Yeah, I'm just, like, if I'm at my parents' house, like, I'll let it go. Like, not so much that I'm trying to make it loud, but if it comes out, I'm like, cool.
But you don't get embarrassed or anything.
No. Unless it smells, then I feel bad.
And they all know who did it.
And he's just like, damn it, Vicky. It's usually my brother that makes it stinky.
Ew.
Eats a lot of protein. I don't really care until it's stinky, then I feel bad. Anywho, but okay, I'm curious to see what people think if they...
Yeah, if they do in front of their significant other, and like, yes. How long did
you have to wait?
How long? Ugh. I know my boyfriend wouldn't care. But I care.
Right. Have you squeaked one out accidentally in front of him?
Oh, he says I do it all the time when I sleep.
That's
but
funny.
I do not believe him. It's probably true, obviously. Right. But oh yeah,
I feel bad because sometimes like I'll pass out at home, like I'm just hanging out, and then I'll fall asleep, but the door is open. And I'll be half awake in the morning and I'll just let one like full on rip, like cartoon hilariously sounding. And then I'm like, oh God, I hope no one's in the living room right now. Can you hear me? Because I don't want to do it for my roommates.
You don't really?
No, we're not at that level yet.
Really? Yeah. Even though you guys have been friends forever.
Yeah. Because it's different when it's girls. Because girls get weirded out by that. Although I went to a slumber party in high school or like a party with a bunch of girls. And I finally like at one point, I don't know what they were talking about. And I'm just like, does anybody else think farts are funny?
Well,
and we all ended up agreeing and all started farting.
Ew, I would have hated to be there. That's horrible.
Everyone was having a blast. See, no pun intended.
You have been friends with your roommate for years.
I mean,
and you're so one of those, like, this is funny. Like, let's just bring it up. Let's get it, like, out of the way.
Right.
Like, when we've had, like, shared hotel rooms.
Right.
On, like, our...
Trips
before or whatever. You're very much like, I brought poopery. Here's Febreze. I have to, like, go poop now. Bye.
Talking about it doesn't really weird me out as much as doing it.
Really?
Although, like, so we are open enough to where, like, if I'm peeing, she'll come in. And, like when we used to share the bathroom before my brother moved out.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be peeing or in the shower and she'd come in and pee or do whatever, do what she got to do.
I don't know why, but peeing is a totally different animal.
Right, but we'd never do number twosies. And I did have a friend who I knew her forever, but she gave me no warning. She's like, I'm going to pee. And then all of a sudden I smelt it. I'm like, you're not just peeing.
I have a friend that does that too, dude. Why? Are you okay with that?
Like, it didn't bother me, but I was very taken aback. I was like, oh. Like,
would you do that in front of anyone? Guy or girl?
I mean, technically, I do it with my foster brother because he'll, like, come in and close the door. I'm like, get out of here.
Okay, but, like,
yes.
He's a baby. He's a baby, yeah.
Just like, come on. And then we had, like,
he's like an animal. We had like, animal, why are you in here?
It's like, we had a pooping stare off. Like, we were both going. And I'm like, seriously, you came in here to do this in front of me?
He probably thought it was hilarious.
I thought it was hilarious. I videoed it.
But, like, adult.
I'm trying to think. Like, there's times where I had to go number twosies and we were in the middle of a, like, serious conversation. But, like, the door was open, but she was in my room while I was in my bathroom. So we were
And the bathroom door was open?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't like she was staring at me while I did it. She was just in the other room. We were talking.
Oh.
But it was pretty darn close.
But, like, if she was in the bathroom?
I guess it depends. Like, I don't want to say yes, but I also am like, well, it's not out of the realm of possibility. So maybe
if it's an emergency, maybe.
Like, I really need a poop, but if it's like an emergency, like my stomach's really killing me.
I'd be like, bitch, get the F out of the bathroom.
I'm like, this is not going to be a good time for me, and I don't need you to look at me.
I mean, unless it was an emergency, I don't think I could do it. Like, I get stage fright in general. Mm-hmm. Like, when it comes to that, like, if we're camping or something, unless I'm drunk, I even have a hard time peeing in public. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, because I'll really have to go, really have to go. And then, like, my body will be like, nope. And I'm like, come on. And then I have to, like,
psych yourself out.
Breathe. I have to, like, it's okay, Sarah. You really do have to pee. You got this. You got, like, I really have to, like, calm myself down. Right. Wow, I'm, like, kind of doing it now. Now I kind of have to pee. Like, but, no, I could never. I don't think I could ever poop in front of anyone.
I mean, when you give birth, you're going to have to.
No, Vicky, that's a fear of mine. I've thought of that. Oh. I hope no one tells me, but then I'm going to be the type of person that, like, has the baby in the arms. The baby's cool. And then I'm going to be like, did I poop? Tell me the truth. And they're going to say yes. And then I'm going to be like, no.
Here's the thing. When I was in school, they taught us, like, when you give birth, all dignity goes out the window. You don't care. You just want it out.
That's true. I mean, I'm going to, like, scream my head off and probably, like, cuss out everyone in the room.
We're going to need to get you a ball gag. Shut up.
Dude, I'm already, like, nervous because my pain threshold's very not there. So, like, I can already imagine, like, when I PMS and when I get cramps, I'm already, mm-hmm. like, the most dramatic, like, bitch ever. Can you imagine me giving birth? Like, dude.
I'm not going to see you for a while.
Dude.
Your last month or so of pregnancy.
Yeah, I mean, probably, like, all of my pregnancy. You shouldn't see me. But, yeah, you probably don't want to be in the room because I'll be like, F you, Ricky. I was about to say it.
Yeah. I'll shift gears a little bit since we don't have too much time left. But it kind of, this is something I was thinking about since the last episode we did. You're saying how all the stress, you feel like you got the wrinkles going on. You feel like you're aging.
Don't remind me.
But do you see yourself, and it doesn't have to be physically, but is there anything that you've done where you're like, holy crap, I'm turning into my parents?
Ooh, I mean, I am so similar to my father, like, in general, that it's every day. Well, and with J-Rubs now living with us, I think I'm a little less anal than my father, but
I feel because you have to manage your dad's craziness.
Yeah.
You have to tone yours down in order to manage that.
Especially with the whole quarantine, because mm-hmm. we are literally with each other all the time. But yeah, I mean, the way he handles the house, the cleaning, the way things mm-hmm. should be done, I definitely see that in me. For sure.
I don't see it, Sarah.
No, no. I'm trying to think of anything because I'm getting older. I'm definitely more, I have become kind of the parent now in a sense. Mm-hmm. My dad's for sure is still the parent, but like in some ways, like I worry about him more. Like when he could go out with his friends, he would mm-hmm. stay out later than I would. And I'd be like, text me when you get to your destination. Text me when you like, right. Keep me posted with things. So I'm definitely.
You're becoming more of a warrior.
I know. I am. And he's becoming less. He's like, I don't care where you go, what you do.
And it's like, and I don't care what I do. I'm old.
Yeah, yeah.
But I found this article. It's like 15 people share their I'm turning into my parents stories.
Oh.
It's number one is I think this is a universal dad thing. My dad will fall asleep just about anywhere, especially if he sits in a recliner. So after I got my first full-time job out of college, I got home and me and my roommate were going to watch a new episode of some show. I fell asleep in our recliner in less than 10 minutes. And I woke up after the show ended. My roommate was like, yeah, you were out, and snored a little.
Aww.
See, for me, and it started with this job. So yeah. I never could nap during the day, even if I tried. And my mom worked similar hours to what I, like, she would wake up at, like, 3 in the morning.
Damn.
Would go work inside a freezer for, like, 10 to 12 hours.
Oh.
And would come home, and so she would cook and then just pass out. And so she would always pass out. And I was just like, okay, whatever. And now as an adult, I'm like, oh, those naps on the couch.
Oh, yeah.
Those
naps are life.
And I could sleep anywhere. I've slept at a rave.
That's crazy. I can't sleep anywhere. I envy people who can. Except when you're with someone, like, I get so annoyed at my boyfriend who puts on a documentary or something that he really wants to watch and then literally can fall asleep in 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, are you still awake? Are you watching this? Because this is what you wanted to watch. He's like, yeah, I'm watching it. And like 2 minutes later, and I'm like, I want to fall asleep in 2 minutes. Like, I envy
that's
you
why
guys.
That's why he put the documentary on, so you'd be bored to sleep.
Yeah, you would think.
This one is, I've always had a little sass in me, and most of my life, my shyness covered it up. Now that I am a one-woman sassaker.
A sassaker.
Thanks, Mom. My brothers have been telling me for years that I am essentially our mom, to the point of calling me Little Mother in an endearing way, not in a Norman Bates way. I own it. I love that. Little Mother. That's
I
cute.
Would hate that if someone called me that. You would love it. You're like a mother. Okay. We do call you Mom.
It's when I went from, oh, hey, this restaurant has live music, cool, to, damn it, look at them setting up the drum kit. It's going to be too loud. I can't hear.
Sometimes I have those moments, and I love music, but like if you're sitting very close mm-hmm. to it,
it's too loud.
It's too much.
Like even shows, like I have to, especially concerts, I have to have really awesome seats or like be right up front. Otherwise, I don't really either want to go to the show, or I'd rather just sit in the back of, like, if it's a smaller show. Oh. I want to sit in the back with my drink, sitting
and
down.
And sit.
I want to watch sitting down. I don't want to have to be in there in the mix.
You're an old lady. That is very old lady.
Yes.
Like,
I'm like, unless, or if I'm at like a concert, I'm like, I want to be in the pit. I want to see it real close.
Oh, well.
It's all or nothing.
Yeah.
Eventually, it'll be nothing.
Which is happening.
Yes. My 10-year-old nephew let me win a video game because he felt bad for me, like I did to my dad 25 years ago on Super Nintendo.
Oh.
It's like, damn it.
I feel like if you let someone win, you can't let them know that.
Yeah. My, nope. My significant other and I were packing and getting ready to road trip to some family's house for Thanksgiving. As I was cleaning up the house, my significant other said something along the lines of, don't worry about it, you will clean when you get home. And I replied with, I do not want to come home to a dirty house. And at that point, I realized I am turning into my mother.
Ooh.
But that does feel so good when you come back from a trip and the house is clean.
Yeah, I totally get that. I would not leave. Like, I don't even... No.
Like the shower, everything is clean. Oh, God.
Yeah, who would want to come home to that? Even if you're just gone for the day.
Because you're going to make a mess anyways when you unpack everything, especially if you're gone for quite a few days.
Yeah.
You're just going to throw
and
everything.
And you're going to have so much laundry to do.
Mm-hmm. My mom used to find things for us in a minute after we had been looking for it for hours. My siblings and dad sometimes lose things and ask me to help because I always find it magically. I'm actually very excited about the mom touch to finding things.
I was like, I want that skill.
That's the joke. It's like, Mom, I can't find this. I've been looking for it. It's right there.
Yeah, and you're like, thanks.
Actually, I'm getting a little bit of that.
Are you?
And my dad's like, I can't find that.
I've never had that skill.
Slowly. Just give it a couple years.
First wrinkles. Like, give me a skill at least.
I mean, it's coming, Sarah. Just you got to get the few wrinkles first. I know, because I got a few that are coming in.
Shut up. No, you don't. I was literally looking at you the other day, and yeah. I was like, wow, this bitch has no wrinkles.
Right here.
I felt mine kind of, yeah. Oh,
like right around my nose, mouth. I've been putting in extra serums on my face lately.
If anybody has any good serums, let us know, please.
Yes, face creams.
Yes.
This one is finding myself excited to go to Lowe's. As a child, I hated being dragged to that store. And as an adult and new homeowner, I totally get the appeal of buying power tools and gardening supplies to work on various home improvement projects.
You.
So my dad used to do this thing where when we were little kids, there was a toy store in the mall and there was Toys R Us. So my dad would be like, hey, we're going to go to the toy store. And my brother and I would be like, hell yeah, get in the car, we're going to the toy store. And we show up to Lowe's and we're like, this isn't the toy store. He's like, it's my toy store.
That's funny.
And so my dad still brings it up to this day. He's like, hey, we're going to go to the toy store.
But now you probably love the toy store
because
you're a new homeowner. So.
Yes. And I'll sit there and I'll just look through the kitchens. I'm like, oh my God, I love these cabinets.
Wow.
How much is this going to cost? Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
This new dishwasher's on sale. Oh, God,
that is
I love
so
it.
Not me. George loves going to the Home Depot. Mm-hmm. Oh, I do. I mean, I'll go with him and like I'll be like, ooh. I used to love the smell of tools. So I'd be like, smells good in here. But
oh, I hated that smell.
I used to love it. Now I'm like, whatever. But I don't want, like I go there and I'm like, I don't want anything here. Like sometimes they have chips.
Yeah, or popcorn.
Chips when you check out.
Sometimes they have popcorn. How about I repeat stories? Every time I go home to visit, I'll hear things from my dad that he's earlier told me by the phone or already, or stories that I've heard 100 times. I found that I also have started telling people about the stories from my past that I've already told them. Convenient that I don't make up BS, or I'd have to remember all my BS.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Yeah.
At least you're aware of it.
Yeah, though. I do that too, and it's the ADD. So now I'm just like, have I told you the story about this? It's like, okay, cool. Like, do you remember? I can give you. Okay, nope. Yes, no. Okay.
Okay, cool.
My dad's a fairly tall guy, and I used to hate walking with him when I was about 4 or 5 because he'd take giant steps, and I had to basically jog everywhere while he dragged my hand. My son is now 4, and I caught myself doing the exact same thing about 2 months ago, and now I walk slower.
Oh, that's a cute visual. Just,
I'm coming, Dad.
I'm coming.
I went mushroom picking with a friend, a couple months ago. And we ended up meeting my dad and granddad, also mushroom picking. I'm Polish, for clarification, and mushroom picking is like a national sport here.
Oh, I was like, what kind of mushrooms?
Yes.
Thanks for clarifying.
But that's cute. It's like, hey, Dad. Hey, Grandpa.
That is really cute.
There's only a couple more left, so I'll just kind of storm by them. So I'm at IHOP one day, already finished with breakfast on my second cup of coffee, and the waiter comes with the bill, and as I pull out my debit card to pay it, I put my wallet away, thinking to myself, just let me sit here and enjoy my coffee, which is a phrase that my mother has used so many times at breakfast that she could patent it. I'll admit, it does feel nice to just sit and relax and enjoy instead of rushing out the door as soon as you're done. Now it's something I do routinely. It's cute, because nice. It's like your mom did that too.
Yeah.
Or the first time I told my kids to shut the door, we aren't heating outside. I finally get why they said it too. It costs money to heat and cool the house.
Oh, yeah. I feel like once we have kids, we'll probably really see a lot of these.
I'll do that too, where it's like, hey, like, it's put a sweater on. We don't need to turn the heat up. Only because like it comes in and it's expensive.
Yeah.
How about while driving in my car, I will put my arm out to protect the passenger if I suddenly stop, even though they're wearing a seatbelt, just like my mom. As the passenger in the front seat, I will step on the brake, even though there's no pedal, the old fake brake, just like my mom does.
My mom used to always do the puts her hand like over you. Over you, yeah. If you're in the front seat, if you're like slamming on the brakes or something. I'm like, your arm's not going to do anything.
Right. Like, that's I do that because I'm used to having stuff in the front seat of my car.
Oh, so you don't want to fall
over. So I'm used to like putting my arm out for that.
You're like, this isn't for you. I'm just used to like valuable things like my vodka.
My mom used to like when she was teaching me to drive, or sometimes she'll do it where like I would brake and sometimes brake too quickly and she put her hands up like, I'm just like, Mom, you realize that if we crash, the airbags are going to come in and break your arms.
Yeah. My mom used to do that after she got in a car accident. Mm-hmm. That was like her and I'm like, that's freaking me out more.
Stop it.
Like, if I'm going to drive, let me drive. Mm-hmm. I have control over it.
And the last one on this is when I sit down, I make a dad noise.
Probably when you get up, too.
Right. Actually, there's a whole letter, Kenny, about the dad noises and getting up.
Oh, my back. Do you have any that you notice that you've, taken from your parents?
I don't know any, only the ones that I've already said, but I'm just trying to think, I feel like, because my dad and I are very similar in personality, but in the way we get things done, we're different.
Very different, yeah.
And my mom, I guess my mom and I both do a lot of lists and stuff, but I started kind of doing them not because I watched her do it.
Just because you're my ADD.
Yeah, I need help. But there's some things. Definitely enjoy laying down, just that sitting okay.
Yeah.
On the couch. Day. Or just even after work, just I'd make a lot of dad noises.
You're too young.
That it's not even mom noises, they're dad noises.
They're dad noises, for sure.
But we want to hear what things are you doing now that's I'm turning into my parents.
Yeah. And do you fart in front of your significant other?
Yes.
Am I weird? Is Vicky weird? Let us know.
I may or may not have to fart now.
Don't do it.
I'm kidding.
Oh!
Bye.
Bye.